Hello?
Hi, is this Gary?
Yes.
Hello, Gary. I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions. It's about the issues facing your community and the nation. It's really quick, and your answers are confidential, of course. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And thank you. And I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 24 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Hello?
No.
Oh, and what is your race?
Black. I'm American black.
Oh, thank you very much. And your age?
60.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress to focus the most. For each, I just want you to give me a rate from 0 to 10 on how important this issue is for you, for them to focus. 10 is the most important, 5, let's say, is somewhat important, and 0 is that is not important at all for you. Again, you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you. The next one is fighting racism and discrimination.
10.
Next one will be reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
And next will be making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
I say worse.
I see. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Okay. Now, from the following, which do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? I will give you a list that you can give me two options. The first one would be opioids and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, cigarettes, or other.
I say marijuana and crack.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Yes.
Would you say that you strongly agree or somewhat agree with that?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, you just tell me how familiar are you, like very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. The first one would be...
Yes,
we're all halfway there. Thank you so much for your time. The first one is oral nicotine pouches.
Nicotine pouch, somewhat.
Okay. E-cigarettes or vapes?
You said somewhat and what else?
And you can be very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar, or you don't know it. You're not familiar at all with it.
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. How about heat not burn tobacco products?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounted for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, will you say that is the primary reason for these changes? I will give you a list. Maybe the cost of smoking has gone up, or the introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans, or more education and anti-tobacco advertising?
I say alternatives.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. You just tell me which one of the following do you agree the most. The first one is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through national tradition cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have the information about access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce the long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. And the next one, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Which one would you agree the most from those
states? The last one.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I say more.
Okay. Now, I'm going to review some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoking-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Again, just rate each one from 0 to 10. This time, 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. Again, any number from 0 to 10. And we're almost done. This is almost the last one. I will go as fast as I can. I thank you again for your time. The first one, our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking and quit smoking. And our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. How would you rate that?
10.
Okay, thank you. Next, quitting smoking is hard, and why only 1 in 10 people who try that successful? But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significantly declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can't or do not want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. How would you rate that?
10.
Okay, thank you. And this is the last one from this. Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. the FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already been used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use, by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. What do you think about that? Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, of course, but I would like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes, through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African American community? Agree, disagree on that one?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree with
it? Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigars?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
How about heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Okay. E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
And pipe tobacco?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last questions, these are just for statistical purposes only, and this is just the last part. We're basically done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year I completed?
The last year completed, yes.
Well, 1981.
Okay, will that be 11th grade, high school, some college, or
12th grade, some college.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age, younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay. Now, which one of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? A wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Do I identify of them?
Yeah, do you identify as a member of the community?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, regardless of how you previously voted before, do you think yourself as a Democrat or Republican, independent, or something else?
Damn, I don't know. I'm going to say something else. Let's go independent.
I'm sorry? Can you repeat that?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Yeah, no, I won't vote for Trump. Joe Biden, sorry. I got carried away.
Okay.
Joe Biden.
Okay, I understand. Well, then thank you so much. That's
lock
all I have for today.
Lock them up. Lock Trump up. Lock them up. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you again. I hope you have a nice evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.